Tuesday, June 18th to order. Present are councilpersons Sheldon, Woods, Tackett, Carter, Bell, Smiley, Cartier. I'm Janet Kilpatrick. Taking minutes is Anthony DeFerri. Can I have a motion for the adoption of the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes of June 4th, Land Use Meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And we will move on to the discussion of resolutions. The first one we have is a plan of Country House Cottages, Christiana 100, west side of Kennett Pike, directly across from the Dairy Barn, from Dairy Barn Road. Major land development plan that proposes to develop the site for institutional housing type 2 and include 10 carriage house style cottages to accommodate 20 independent living dwelling units and a 1,460 square foot common food service, nursing home, or healthcare service building on 17.188 acres. It's SE zoning and Council District 2.
Oh, okay.
And we do not have the Council
District 2.
District 2.
The same zone?
Oh. Well, we should be talking about it in here.
Here, I can get wider on the voice.
Oh, you were all over it.
You were all over him when he was here. Now it's like he died.
It wasn't it.
I can't drink my water now.
Well, I go out of work and go to the next one, but it's also one of the two, so.
Well, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, 50-50. Flipping channels and that thing was on the other night, and the woman that was playing, she didn't believe
Ms.
any
Durham,
of the
we are on Country House Cottages.
Thank you.
Well, she's
Pardon? Sorry?
Oh, you, and you're present, so you can speak.
As per title of here, I'm going to let Wendy Stabler talk more about the project. I think she has a PowerPoint to run through.
If you don't want to look at your paper, I got the shortcut up on the screen.
Thank you. Just state your name for the record.
There you go.
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Wendy Stabler. I'm with Saul Ewing, Arnstein, and Lear, and I'm here on behalf of Axe Retirement Living Community, Inc. They are the owner of the Country House Project, which is located across from Wilmington Country Club, our neighbor, who's also here today on another project. I must say that it does not reflect on the county, but I've been involved in this project for 10 years. The project came to me initially by the Peninsula United Methodist Homes, folks may recall was the predecessor in interest to Axe Retirement. Axe is actually the largest nonprofit owner-operator of continuing care retirement facilities in the country.
That was the last job I worked with.
Very fortunately, just before the Great Recession. They began talking to and became interested in the facilities owned by the Peninsula United Methodist Homes here in Delaware, this facility, the Country House, being one of them. And it was really critical at that point that Axe Retirement came to the Country House and came to Peninsula United Methodist Homes, as they were in real need of some capital infusion. The project that I'm involved in originally started the actual Country House project, started in the 60s, and it served educators and clergy who needed a place to retire. It was really one of the first and foremost of its kind in Newcastle County. But as time has gone on and folks have aged and our demographic has increasingly become older but also more active, there's been an incredible demand for these types of continuing care retirement facilities that accommodate both assisted living, independent living, and nursing, skilled nursing. But they don't just want any facility. They want a nice facility. You want your loved ones to be taken care of. And there's tremendous competition in this industry to be a nice facility and to have amenities that serve your population. And so when Axe Retirement became interested in and invested in Delaware in these facilities, they brought to the table the capital that was really necessary to upgrade these facilities, and this one in particular. So unfortunately, we were very challenged by the Great Recession, and the project got slow-balled for a bit. but was really excited a couple years ago when it came to the fore and folks said, now is the time, we really need to do this. But this has been a master plan project. It's been in the works for 10 years. It has been, I almost forgot to meet with Councilman Dorn because it's been so long in coming that I forgot it was out there. It was absolutely on a sort of proceeding until fairly recently when it's like, we are a go, we've got to get this project moving. There's tremendous pressure. From who? From the people that live there, because they know that the cottages are the front end of this master plan project that are going to bring these amenities to their facility. They have been our biggest supporters. The folks that live at the community have been at the meetings. They've written in support. We've had tremendous support from the Kennet Pike Association, from the Scenic Byways Committee. So the cottages are the first part of it, but and that plan will come to you today. That's what's in front of you. But it's all part of the master plan project. So I'll quickly just run through. This is our existing facility. It is set way back from Kennet Pike. It is over, it has 1,000 feet setback now. And I'm pleased to say that we will also have 1,000 foot setback on the main parcel when we're done. We'll also have a 500 foot setback on the Charis parcel. This is just a map of the area. It shows the location on Route 52 in northern New Castle County on the Brandywine Valley Scenic Byway. I mentioned that this is the first phase of a master plan. The cottages you see up to your right, they're on the northern piece of the property. The main parcel sits to the south. The existing structures are shown in blue. The proposed additions are the clubhouse. See if I can go with my. The clubhouse here will add on to where the, I showed you the existing main structure on that previous photo. Here is the addition of the amenities, which will be dining, auditorium, fitness. Here we have the apartments, which will be independent living. We'll be adding 50 units of independent living apartments. Something interesting, just as an aside, the number of units that we have are actually less than what was approved back in the 90s. We haven't had to do traffic studies because the units shown on the plan that was approved back in the 1990s are actually more than what we've got proposed today, including the additional 20 units of cottages. Why? Because folks want larger units, they want more amenities, and so we actually have dialed back on the number of residents in favor of larger units. I neglected to mention I have with me Sean Fletcher, who's head of construction services and also deals with these facilities throughout the country, as well as Lisa Donlin, in case you have any questions, who's been working on the engineering. So the focus today is on the cottage site plan and the record plan that is before you. You should have in your package the formal record plan. This is a rendering and depiction of it. You can see Kennet Pike in the foreground here, taking off the existing, it's an existing entrance. You'll have the construction of 10 units, which are duplex cottages, clustered around the existing historic foundation found on the old Charis property. For the most part, we have preserved protected resources on the site, and we have stayed within, to a great degree, the limitations on protected resources, including the Hoops Reservoir area. We are slightly above what's allowed in that area, and as a consequence, we have approved a water management agreement whereby we agree to manage the water underground, make sure that it is clean for filtration, and make sure there's no adverse impact on the Hoops Reservoir District. This is the record plan for the site showing proposed structures, stormwater management, and parking. This is a rendering of the proposed duplex cottages. It's very much in keeping with the quality character of the area surrounding. It is essentially 1.5 stories. It has got garages attached to the units. And it is the type of unit that we have found through marketing is very attractive to our seniors that want to age in place. I'm told today by Sean that they're ahead of marketing and they have 13 out of 20 pre-sold on a reserve basis. These are not fee units. These are continuing care retirement contracts. So folks come in and they get a reserved unit. They pay a monthly fee. And if they need to go into assisted living, then that's available to them as well. That's the end of the presentation. We're happy to answer any questions the board might have. The committee might have, the council members. I did send out a short letter of explanation, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
How much left?
Thank you, Wendy. Do we have any questions from council? Mr. Cartier.
I don't have any questions, just observation. You know, we are an aging county, as you pointed out. And the demographic of that population is growing tremendously. We have entertained many projects over the past few years that address that reality, and I'm glad that you're bringing this forward, and I think it's a great project to complement the existing facilities that are there.
Just a little housekeeping. Mr. Street came in during the presentation. Yes, Mr. Smiley.
And I just want to say, and some of us just love being reminded.
Some of us are closer.
Why were you going to be here?
Who are you calling?
Not in the place where I am, so I might be looking.
I'm the youngest on council.
Save one of those remaining.
Mr. Bell.
Age out of place.
Save us here.
Out of place, yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just be interested, I mean, normally we hear out of the district council person as far as their feelings about it and what they see there and everything, so I mean, I'd be interested to kind of hear from a district perspective.
I thank you. I do support the project, and I know that they have worked hard over the years with KPA, and it's obviously on a national byway. Very important, you know, that it's done right and not impactful, and I think this project is, you know, I think you all received a letter from the KPA expressing their support, and we talked about it at the scenic byway meetings as well. So I think at least those concerns, you know, the impacts are minimal and acceptable to the community. So that's what is important to me.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, thank you for the presentation. Which, do you know when this is going on the for a vote?
Is it next?
It's all general manager land use. I don't know if my staff has.
Is it on next?
2 weeks?
Yeah. Next week?
Next week or 3 weeks?
Is that the second meeting out? So it's 3 weeks,
yeah,
or is it 1 week?
No. July 9th. We have a meeting July 9th. Week.
We do have a meeting. So it's 2 weeks, two meetings out. Okay.
Two meetings out.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we move on to Plan of Wilmington Country Club, Christiana 100, northwest of the intersection of Monshannon Road and Kirk Road. Major land development plan that proposes 31,100 square feet of additions that are associated with an indoor tennis facility in an S zoning district 2. Ms. Durham.
Thank you. And as per title, as you described, another major land development plan. I'm going to turn things over to another PowerPoint.
Okay. Thank you. Just state your name for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Steve Davies, and I work for Apex Engineering. And we prepared the major land development plan for Wilmington Country Club. I could use some of Wendy's slides. We're right across the street from their project. We share an entrance and a light there. This is the entire country club, the 330 acres or so. You guys have a copy of the record plan. I'm going to actually jump to this aerial because I've highlighted in red where these building additions are going. This is a 30,000 square foot addition to the country club. It's actually to enclose or create indoor, three more indoor tennis facility tennis courts. There are three existing enclosed courts now, and this will add three more. Technically, it only adds one more court to the club, because the building will be built on top of two existing tennis courts. They're grass courts now, and these will be enclosed. The larger building that you see in red there, jump back, is the tennis building where the three courts will be, again, over top of two existing. And this other addition, they're going to remove a portion of the existing indoor tennis court building, which is viewing area and restrooms, locker room, and make it, replace it, enlarge it slightly, and make it handicap accessible. That's one of the big pluses to this project. This tennis court building now is not handicap accessible, and it will be once this is finished. And the new tennis court building will be handicap accessible as well. Both buildings will be sprinklered after this. Currently, they're not sprinkled, but so the entire complex will be sprinkled when this is finished. This is probably one of the more minor major projects you'll see, just due to there's no real impact. There's no increase in traffic. There shouldn't be any increase in membership. This is just an added amenity to the members that use the facility now. Stormwater management will be directed into their ponds, which they use for irrigation of the 330 acres. So it's reuse of the stormwater, which is, you know, one of the nicer features here as well. At the end of my presentation, if anybody has any questions.
Thank you. Ms. Durham, do you want any comments before we open it up?
I just express my support for the project, and thank you for coming in today.
Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, thank you so much for the presentation.
Thank you.
We are on to no ordinances, we're on to other. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. So, this is a topic that other members of council are pretty familiar with, but I just wanted to, you know, take an opportunity to let everybody know and then ask land use a question. So the Darling Green project, which is been 13 years of construction through the fits of the Great Recession and starts and back again under new ownership and moving forward, and it's our first master plan urbanist community that also encompassed a inclusionary housing component. And it's emerged as a very successful community in high demand. But we're at the 75% turnover. And I gotta say, honestly, I have broad ideas about this, but I really wanna understand from land use, the team that's in charge of this, because there's a lot of things there in that project that are, I think, you know, pretty kind of, you know, concerned right now. And I just wanted to, you know, I had a meeting with the a group of residents there last night, and they're, I guess, getting ready to elect a board in July. But I've never been through a turnover process, and I just want to reach out to, you know, to Rich Hall here in the administration and let me know who is, you know, involved in that in our Department of Land Use, so I can, you know, work through this process with the residents.
Sure. Well, Rich Hall, General Manager, we're happy to talk to you about that. I was off the top of my head. I can't tell you what exactly their status is. There's a number of things that you can imagine with a project like that that need to be looked at as part of the turnover. We can set some time and go over the detail.
And of course, you know, my greatest concern is that they stand up in a maintenance corporation and then receive the assets that are going to be transferred, including financial assets, you know, in a whole fashion that are, you know, all the common assets are in good condition. And, you know, so I was hearing a lot of different issues that people are throwing out there.
There's a lot of moving parts with this, yeah. And on any community development. So.
How long does it generally take to go through this?
I don't have an average. I mean, George might be able to answer this better than I
know. I have no idea.
I met George.
Oh, see, sorry, that's I thought they were talking about him.
Yeah, no, you were hoping they were talking about him.
So I'll just say, Rich Haggerty,
land use. It's your first one, you'll be a changed man after this.
Hold on to your seat, brother.
His one is a different color when he started.
They will have to get all the common facility amenities in order, in working shape. They will have to get all of the financial assets in order, in working shape. There will be documents that would have outlined those and secured those, and so we'll do that. Actually, Doug's Hookoff's group, for the most part, Chip O'Connor, who used to be a community governing member years ago, has really taken a lot of these activities, you know, and shepherded them through from the beginning to the end. We certainly can encourage and have conversations with the community members. We actually like to do that.
Yeah.
A little bit, because most, for the most part, they're going in, they're using the facility, they're seeing the amenity, they're not being responsible for it, and one day somebody says, hey, oh geez, now this is yours. We'll take care of you. You were complaining when we weren't cutting the grass, now you get to cut the grass yourself for it. And just, so there's open space, you know, pieces with that. There's some stormwater components, not a lot of stormwater necessarily there, but some of that stuff. And then what we always deal with at the end of it is, on the hard cut, 75% or 90% rule, they've got a little bit that's left, there's something that needs to be done. Do we give them a, do we write them a completion agreement, let them finish that out, so that the community can get out of construction? Because what you see in, the, in that time frame is that at the end, they're in construction, and they've been in construction for a long period of time. It would be nice to try to get them finished. So it's a balancing act, we try to weigh up. I think we get it right most of the time. So I think there's times where we get disappointed as well, but we're trying to make sure that the amenities line up. And if we don't get it right, usually the, you know, the first persons that, and folks that will hear about that are you. And then we'll hear from you. So we'd rather not hear from you, but I mean, we like to hear from you, but we'd rather not hear from you about that, on those particular issues. We've got some good stories and we've got some horror stories along the way.
I think you had it right the first time. We know you don't want to hear from us.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Mr. Street.
You open the doors. It's your district. You just need to know it was initially built. Some of the people who purchased the property were said, it's good, first time buyer property, get the hell out before workforce housing comes.
Yeah.
Because all hell's going to break loose. That's the message they got. I know at least one person.
Yeah.
Didn't have anything to do with that, but it had to do with increasing family size. But that's what was said from the door.
Well,
that's not proven to be the case, and I think people are pleasantly surprised.
If not, they will be.
Mr. Bell.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I just want to speak to the turnover, which, you know, compliment land use and the way they manage it. They have reached out and not only cooperated with the community, but the district council. And, you know, we have a lot of experience in the 12th district, you know, be it Canal View, Crossland, Shannon Cove, Odessa National, St. George's Crossing. And I think at the end of the day, when you look at Doug, Jim Smith, you know, Chip O'Connor, the land use overall management in general, that there haven't been many questions that don't get answered. And as George said, sometimes it's a win-win. It comes out, you know, great, but there are instances where just the nature of the beast that certain amenities are still hanging out there and different things. But my experience from the 12th district has been that land use is there for you. Utilize them. The what will become your maintenance corporation, utilize land use. And the one thing you may want to convey to some of the folks that run for the maintenance corporation is it is clearly a thankless job on many occasions. And no matter what you do, you're going to manage and try to look out for the best interests of the community. And there's some folks in the community, no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to, you know, please them. So it's just, it's
yes,
not a very good experience. I've met with several folks that have ran for office the first go around, and and the maintenance corporation don't want nothing to do it the second or third go around. So that's the kind of thing you run into. And occasionally we run into a maintenance corporation that just kind of starts to walk away from things, don't pass records over to the next group, elected officers and stuff. But at the end of the day, like I say, land use is clearly council's avenue to kind of, you know, not only keep the community, but, you know, support the council person in their efforts. They do a great job.
Yeah, and I think that in for most of us that have gone through this, the community always seems to be in a rush to get through the turnover, and what they don't understand, as Mr. Haggerty said, is that everything that they've been calling us about to call the developer about is now on them. So wait until it's all as it should be, because rushing into it doesn't help anybody. Mr. Woods.
You might as well buy yourself a tractor now to cut all the grass that they didn't realize was...
Exactly.
I have that problem in the community right now, that that whole turnover was bad years ago, prior to myself, and I know George and I were taking turns cutting the grass.
Yeah.
And now it's about 4 foot high, so I guess I got to go cut it this time.
Once we figured out who this kid was.
Yeah, he washed his hands real quick of it then.
Yeah, reapportionment's coming, isn't it?
it's a small piece.
It's
15 minutes.
It's a matter. Well, it's 15 minutes before it's four foot.
Wildflower.
Any other comments?
No, I just, you ought to see this.
Any public comments?
I went down.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the week.
I'm not going
to, and you can't
be 4 hours. It's not that
big. Okay, not a problem. Because they don't know they need
to turn over. Turn over. All right.
Hello, Susan Moore.
It's been a
year.
There's no...
So you're going on the 17th.
Yeah.